Daniel 3, Day 5. The king sees four men unharmed in the furnace. But still no harm came to them, and it was clearly seen that they were protected by the Lord. Spiritual confirmations, Scriptural confirmations 37 about the coming of the Lord. The fourth, seen in the furnace of fire, is said to be like the Son of Man. It is not said man, because the Son of Man signifies the Lord as to the Word, and this is also called an angel, whom God sent. In Daniel 3, the Son of Man, when said of another and a prophet, signify him as to the truth of the church from the Word. Arcana Celestia 3900, Section 4. After they have been confirmed, they remain steadfast, being kept by the Lord in the company of angels without knowing it, and it is then impossible for them to be led astray by that wicked crew. Arcana Celestia 3340. To this heavenly light there is an opposite darkness, and to this heavenly heat there is an opposite cold. In these live the infernals. Their darkness is from the falsities in which they are, and their cold is from the evils. And the more remote they are from truths, the greater is their darkness. And the more remote they are from good, the greater is their cold. When it is permitted to look into the hells where such infernals are, there appears a dark cloud in which they have their abode. And when any exhalation flows out from there, insanities that exhale from falsities are perceived, and hatreds that exhale from evils. A light is sometimes granted them, but it is a deceptive one, and it is extinguished with them and becomes darkness the moment they look at the light of truth. Heat also is sometimes granted them, but it is like that of an unclean bath. This is changed into cold with them as soon as they observe anything of good. A certain person was let into that dark cloud where the infernals are, in order that he might know how the case is with those who are there, he being protected by the Lord by means of angels. Speaking from there with me, he said that there was so great a rage of insanity against good and truth there, and especially against the Lord, that he was amazed that it could possibly be resisted. For the infernals breathed nothing but hatred, revenge, and slaughter, with such violence that they desired to destroy all in the universe, so that unless this rage was continually repelled by the Lord, the whole human race would perish. Arcana Celestia 7:41. Temptations are nothing else than combats of evil spirits with the angels who are with a man. Evil spirits call up all the wrong things that a man has either done or even thought since his infancy, thus both his evils and his falsities, and condemn him. And there is nothing that gives them greater delight than to do this, for the very delight of their life consists in condemning. But through angels, the Lord guards the man, and restrains the evil spirits and genii from ranging beyond bounds and inundating the man beyond what he is able to bear. As regards temptations, they take place when the man is in the act of regeneration, for no one can be regenerated unless he undergoes temptations. And they then arise from evil spirits who are around him. For the man is then let into the state of evil in which he is, that is, in which is that very life which is his own. When he comes into this state, evil or infernal spirits encompass him, and when they perceive that he is inwardly protected by angels, the evil spirits excite the falsities which he has thought and the evils which he has done, but the angels defend him from within. It is this combat which is perceived in the man as temptation, but so obscurely that he scarcely knows otherwise than that it is merely an anxiety. For man, especially if he believes nothing about influx, is in a state that is wholly obscure, and he perceives scarcely a thousandth part of the things about which the evil spirits and angels are contending. And yet, the battle that is being fought is for the man and his eternal salvation, and it is fought from the man himself, for they fight from those things which are in man and concerning them. Questions. Who was the fourth one in the fiery furnace? The Hebrew has Son of God, or perhaps Son of the Gods, while scriptural confirmations has Son of Man. What is the reason for why the heavenly doctrine speaks of the Son of Man here? How does the description of infernal cold and darkness help prepare us for states of cold and darkness in our lives? What is the most important truth here to remember? Is there any way for us to avoid these states of darkness and cold, these states of temptation? Was there any way for Daniel's companions to avoid the fiery furnace? What must we have if we are to be protected when we enter into temptation? And how does this relate to the first question here about the Son of God and the Son of Man? What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do in the first chapter of Daniel that prepared them for this time in their lives? Why is it that most people in the world cannot enter into spiritual temptations? Why have we specifically been given the truths of the heavenly doctrine?